This is Joanna Schrader reporting live from the Ag Associates Conference in Houston, and I'm with Richard Emery from Australia. Richard, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
So you're with Stoller Australia. You've been around for 15 years?
Yeah, we started the company in Australia about 15 years ago, and we're based in Adelaide, which is in South Australia, in the southern part. But we market and distribute our products all up the east coast, and more recently we've become more significant in Western Australia as well.
Okay. Now, what are some of your primary crops in Australia?
For the country, the main crop is probably wheat, but we have a diverse range of crops because we have quite a big climatic coverage. So in the north, we have a lot of tropical crops like mangoes and sugarcane. In the south, we have our wheat-growing regions. And then along the river, which is the primary irrigated area, we have a lot of horticultural crops. So we have citrus, grapevines, just about every crop that you can think of that grows in a sort of a temperate Mediterranean climate. And then, obviously, as I said, in the north, we've got the tropical crops. So
depending on what region you're in, what have been some of the biggest challenges to agriculture in Australia? I know for wheat in particular, you've been in nearly a 10-year drought situation, so that's got to be a big challenge.
Yeah, and the drought actually flows through to many of the crops. Our company, when we first started 15 years ago, we were very strong in the wine grape industry, and that relies very heavily on our main river system, which is mainly the Murray River system. And the Murray River system is in a very bad way at the moment because the inflows have been record low for about 10 years. So we're in a real catch-up mode, hoping for more flows into the river. And that's flowed on to horticultural crops, vines, trees and everything. So water has become a very scarce commodity, and that's been a very big challenge for our company.
So what are the technologies that you've looked at to help overcome that challenge in particular and additional challenges that you have?
Yeah, the really exciting thing about Stoller is that we have products that can tackle some of these problems. For example, root feed has become very popular because it builds the root system of a tree or a plant. So it actually makes it a more durable plant and able to overcome some of these stress periods. And also the development of the product BioForge has been very timely because we're now using it after a drought stress or a heat wave. Afterwards we apply BioForge and we get a much quicker recovery of the plant. So although Australia in general has been going through these tough times, Stoller's been in a good position because we've been able to offer solutions like root feed and BioForge and other stress relief products. So that's been a real boom for us. Yeah.
Now, are these stress relief products specific to one type of crop, or are they something that you can use, you know, on all crops throughout the country?
Yeah, well, BioForge has panned out to be a universal product. So we use that in cotton, we use it in wheat, we use it on grapevines, we use it in potato and other horticultural crops. So that's been very universal. Root feed tends to be limited to where there's a good fertigation system. So we use root feed on a wide variety of crops like vegetables and vines and trees. But obviously it's harder to use a product like root feed on, say, cotton or wheat. So we use other products there like Action 5, which helps develop a stronger, faster root system, helps the plant grow through its stress periods, and in some cases makes it more resistant to disease. So the Stoller products have really got a good fit for many of the crops in Australia.
Now, in your personal experience, has the root system been a concern of the typical grower in Australia, or is this something that they're just coming to learn, you know, starting to understand the importance of the root structure?
Yeah, it's very much an education process because we've found that most farmers logically look at the top of the crop, and you really have to quite often show them, for example, a vegetable grower, you have to go out in the field and pull up a plant and compare the root systems. So our role has been very educational, and because of that we've actually put on a full-time technical manager, and just recently we've added another technical officer to the system, and their role really is very educational. So taking the farmer out in the field, showing him problems that he maybe can't see with the naked eye, teaching him how to dig up his roots and understand them. So you're right, it's probably not always the first thing that comes to a farmer's mind.
So this isn't something you can treat by sending your technical advisor out for an afternoon. I mean, this is a process, correct?
Correct, yeah. And the other thing in Australia, we have a big dealer network, so a lot of our resellers have their own agronomic staff, but they've usually been trained in the traditional agronomist or agricultural science training. So a lot of this is new to them as well, but it has the added advantage for them that they've got new solutions that they can take to farmers. So they're actually getting hungry for information, and Stoller's become one of the key supply sources for that information.
So speaking of information, for those growers who are in Australia, if they only take one thing away from this interview, what is it that you want them to remember?
I think what comes up in our meetings a lot is that the roots are the brains of the plant. So they need to be doing everything they can to have a robust, continuously growing root system under their crop. And obviously to do that, some of the Stoller products have a very good fit.
And then would you like to add anything?
I guess what the other point that you drew out was that our field of information and the information that we offer is a little bit unique. So they need to be open-minded and maybe try some new things and learn how to observe the way the plant's growing. We sort of call it understanding the language of the plant, but it's really just understanding how to recognise things which maybe they've overlooked before.
And how can people get a hold of you or get a hold of your team?
Yeah, we've got a team of people that cover most of our distribution area, but it's probably easiest for them to go to our website, which is www.stoller.com.au, and from there they can sort of track us down, and we're always willing to help and provide training and information or send out information.
Great. Thanks so much for spending time with us.
Thank you.